This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A major announcement by U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy regarding negotiations over raising the country's debt ceiling.
After weeks of negotiations, we have come to an agreement in principle. We still have a lot of work to do, but I believe this is an agreement in principle that's worthy of the American people.
McCarthy emphasized that the deal may not be absolute. The text has to be finalized and submitted to members of Congress and voted on, which he believes will occur by Wednesday. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Sunday ordered stronger border security to ensure fast Russian military and civilian movement into Ukrainian regions now under Moscow control. More from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Speaking in a congratulatory message to the Border Service, a branch of Russia's Federal Security Service, on their Border Guard Day holiday, Putin said the task was to reliably cover the lines in the vicinity of the combat zone. Attacks inside Russia have been growing in intensity in recent weeks, chiefly with drone strikes on regions along the border, but increasingly also deep in the country, including on an oil pipeline northwest of Moscow on Saturday. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Meanwhile, it is said that Russia has now launched, local officials say, that Kyiv has been subjected to the largest drone attack since the start of Russia's war. As the city prepared to mark the anniversary of its founding, at least one person has been killed. A senior Kyiv military official said Sunday that Russia launched the most massive attack on the city overnight Saturday with Iranian-made drones. The attack lasted more than 5 hours, with air defense reportedly shooting down more than 40 drones. This is VOA News. The United States and Saudi Arabia are calling on warring sides in Sudan to extend a ceasefire due to expire Monday. A joint statement early Sunday noted that the current ceasefire was imperfect, referring to repeated bouts of fighting since the ceasefire went into effect. The current truce will expire at 9:45 local time Monday. The statement asked for Sudan's military government as well as the rival paramilitary rapid support forces to continue negotiations. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan held his last election rally in Istanbul Saturday, calling on voters to cast their ballots as he heads toward the biggest challenge to his 20-year rule. He also called supporters to complete the unfinished work of the first round, where he got 49.5% of the support, falling just short of the majority needed to avoid a runoff in a vote seen as a referendum on his autocratic rule. Pope Francis returned to work Saturday, meeting with the famous American director after a fever interrupted his regular schedule, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The pontiff met with Martin Scorsese and a number of other artists while addressing a conference on the global ethics of the Catholic imagination, according to Vatican News. He also met with visitors from Georgetown University. The Vatican's confirmation of the 86-year-old Pope's fever sparked concerns about Francis's health. In March, he was rushed to the hospital, diagnosed with acute bronchitis. The Vatican says the Pope will preside over Pentecost Mass Sunday and meet with Italy's president Monday. I'm Julie Walker.
Speaking in a congratulatory message to the border, sir.
For 5 months now, tens of thousands of Israelis have taken to the street every week to protest Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's proposed judicial overhaul that would give politicians greater sway over selecting judges. Those protests continued Saturday, with thousands like Mira Marcus Kalish turning out.
I'm coming here to demonstrate, like every week at the last 2 or 3 months, I don't even count anymore, and I'm coming here on my behalf and behalf of my parents that came all the way. I'm second generation, and I want to keep this country the way it was established.
Under pressure at home and abroad, Netanyahu agreed to delay the overhaul to try to negotiate with the opposition a middle ground, but after shifting focus to passing a state budget last week, the highly contested plan is again at the forefront. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.